This episode is brought to you by Chris Judd Tarot, where you can get a personalized tarot card reading for as little as $10. From a single card drawn just for you to a 10-card spread, complete with your destiny number, your life path number, your current year number, and answers to all of the questions you have for the cards, there's a tarot reading for every budget. Hey, good morning. At least it was morning when I started, and I'm pretty sure it's still morning somewhere, like, I don't know, California. I think it's still morning in California. I'm pretty sure it's morning in Alaska and Hawaii. So if you're out there, hey, good morning. If you're on the East Coast like I am, good afternoon. I'm running behind today. It's already been a day. So my name is Chris, and welcome to another episode of Not Just Another Tarot Podcast. I will be your host every now and then, coming to you live today from Leo McGarry's office in the West Wing of the White House. Today is September 22nd, 2022, and our card today is the Ten of Rods. Now, we saw the Ten of Rods reversed on August the 15th, so if you want to go back and listen to what that was like, that's the day to look for, either on Tea Tree or in my podcast archives on, you know, Spotify or Apple or Amazon or Google or iHeartRadio or wherever the hell you're listening. I can't even remember all the places you can find this podcast. So the 10 is, of course, a 1 in numerology, and 1's all about new stuff, new beginnings, new friendships, new career, new relationships. It's all new. Forward action, motion, motivation, momentum, all of that is wrapped up in the 1 energy. 1's about goals, goal mastering and goal gettering. And yeah, I'm totally making up words again. 1 just doesn't stand around doing nothing. It goes out after its goals and is always making progress towards achieving them. And the problem is that 1 can get so hyper-focused on its goals that it misses the warning signs out in the periphery. Like, it's got its blinders on like a racehorse, so it can't see what the fuck the other horses are doing. It's just going and 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 oh fuck, a car just came out of the periphery and smashed into it, and now everything is ruined. So with this overwhelming drive towards achieving its goals, the Achilles heel for a 1 is doubt. And it's terrified of making mistakes, and it's terrified of not getting to its goal, and it's terrified of criticism, but it'll use that criticism as motivation to do better. The Ten of Rods, the Suit of Rods relates to things like spirituality and inspiration and ambition and primal energy, and it's related to the fire element, which is, you know, wild and unpredictable and just crazy making. It can be useful, you know, you can cook food with fire, you can light a room with fire, you can also burn down the city of Chicago with fire, or take out like an entire national park with fire. So there's good parts and bad parts of fire, as there is with pretty much everything. So for my tarot readings, I use the Unicorn deck. It's written by Suzanne Starr and illustrated by Liz Hilton, both of whom I would love to get into contact with, because I'd love to put pictures of these beautiful cards up on my website with, you know, with each reading. And I've got plenty of time to do that because I'm so behind on my website. I think I'm up to like July 17th on the website, and it's September 22nd. So I'm just a hair behind, just like a tiny bit. But I'd really love to put pictures of these cards up on the website. So if anybody knows how to get a hold of Suzanne Starr and Liz Hilton, let me know. Also, if you want a personalized reading beyond, you know, the daily readings that I do every morning-ish, let me know. You can find my website at chrisjudtarot.com. You can reach out to me there. Or you can email me at Chris, Kriss, because I'm unusual, Kriss at chrisjuddtarot.com, because that's me, Chris Judd. And so in this deck, the Ten of Rods shows a guy who's carrying 10 rods. He's got one in one hand, three in a quiver on his back, and the other six like carried in his arm. And it looks like they're all about to fall out. And he's like bent over, like he's under this huge burden, which carrying 10 rods, it looks like it's going to be a burden. So we're talking about burdens and responsibilities and, that kind of stuff. So with the 10 of rods, you're coming up on the end of the current cycle that you're in, whether that's a work project or a phase of your life or whatever, you're coming up on the end of it and you're gearing up for a new one. So make sure you wrap everything up that you're doing so that you're ready for what comes up next. Just do not try to do too much. If you get overburdened, then frankly, you're stupid because you can very easily ask for help. So don't let yourself stay overburdened. Just ask for fucking help because help is there waiting for you. So if you are a Ten of Rods person, you are always the one putting new toilet paper on the toilet paper holder thing. Whether you've got one of the spring action ones or a fold out one or a standing one that you just plop it on the thing that's sticking out, it's always you. And if you're single, then that's kind of your decision that you're doing that. Then, more power to you. Just make sure you're hanging the toilet paper in the correct way, which is to have it going over, not under, over. It is always over. And I refer you to the patents for toilet paper holders, which clearly demonstrate that the toilet paper goes over, not under. Over. But if you are in a relationship, then you need to talk to your partner about some shared responsibility, like who's going to clean the kitchen, who's going to take out the trash, who's going to make dinner, who's going to put the fucking toilet paper on the fucking toilet paper holder. And if they're like, nah, then you're like, bye, because you deserve better than that shit. Like, so much fucking better than nah. Nah. Ain't gonna help. It's all you, because you're the little woman, or you're the little queen, or you're the little whatever, and you're the one who wants the house to be all clean and shit. So you do it, princess. And you deserve so much better than that. So if one of your friends seems overburdened, then you need to step up and reach out and help them. Don't go with the cop out, oh, hey, if you need anything, let me know, because everybody knows they're not gonna fucking let you know. You need to offer something concrete, like do your laundry, fix some casseroles, put them in the freezer, mow the lawn, clean the kitchen, something concrete that you know needs doing, and you can at least take the weight of that thing off their shoulders so they can concentrate on the shit that they can't delegate. Like, I can't delegate, hey, do my podcast. I mean, I could, but then it wouldn't be me that you're getting, it would be somebody else. It wouldn't be, this awesome psychic medium who uses tarot cards as a tool and is, getting confidence that she can, like, kind of just channel a little bit and just go with whatever the hell comes out of her mouth. So, yeah. You know damn good and well that your friend would reach out and help you. So you goddamn better well be there for them. You gotta be there for them. You gotta. It is your moral obligation as a human on this planet to be there for the people who would be there for you. It's your job as a human on this planet to be there for anybody who needs help, but especially for your friends and your loved ones and your partners. Which is why, if they say nah, you're like, bye. So, when you're feeling overburdened, then you get stressed and you get anxiety and you get depression and you get all this shit that you don't want. And even though it sounds like that's all mental health, there are physical manifestations that go along with that. And the physical manifestations of stress and anxiety and depression can literally, actually, factually kill you dead where you stand. They can lead to strokes and heart attacks like stupid easy. It is so easy to get stressed out. I was in the hospital for a week a few years ago, with all the symptoms of having had a massive stroke. Like I could say yes and no. I understood what you were saying to me, but I couldn't find the words to say things back. Like if you've ever been in the hospital, you know that every time a doctor or a nurse or a tech comes into the room, they're like, "Tell me your name and your date of birth." And I could not tell them my name and my date of birth because I couldn't fucking find them to tell them. I knew that I knew, I just couldn't find the words. And I had severe left side weakness, and I had a screaming headache, in that it was a headache and I was screaming. So like they didn't even triage me. They put me straight into a CT machine to see what the hell was going on. And it turned out to be conversion disorder, which is when your brain goes, your brain is under so much stress that it goes, ah, and causes the symptoms of having had like a major stroke or a heart attack or something like that. But there's nothing actually physically wrong. That's just one way your brain goes, fuck you, with stress. The other way is you have an actual heart attack or you have an actual stroke and you actually die instead of just like feeling like you're going to and then wanting to because you can't talk to people because you're just, ah. And, while you're under that kind of stress, even if you're not having a stroke or a heart attack, if you get sick, which you're going to, because it like zaps your immune system, it's going to last a lot longer when you get sick because you're stressed out. So you need to prioritize your health, like now, especially your mental health, for which you need to up your self-care game, like now. Listen to the awesome psychic medium who also happens to be a self-care coach and up your self-care game. It doesn't have to be anything grandiose like the bubble bath with the book and the glass of wine and the little tray thing that goes across your bathtub and your hair up in a messy bun because it's all cute and you're like soaking in the bubble bath. Like, go drink a fucking glass of water or pay your electric bill or like, wash some dishes by hand or read a book or listen to some music or sing a song, just anything that feeds your soul and makes you feel better, do that. Your guides know how hard you are working and they are there to support you and get you across the fucking finish line because the universe has your back and is helping you get there so that you can start the next thing with a clean slate. And your dreams are waiting there. That's why everybody's pushing you so hard to get it all done, because your dreams are waiting for you. So go fucking get them. For my podcast listeners, I do a daily oracle card in addition to the daily tarot card. And today's card from the Rebel deck says, fuck, shit is about to get real. Fuck. You need your people around you. And that's what I was just fucking saying. You need the support of your friends, your family, your coworkers, your guides, your loved ones in spirit, your loved ones on earth. Fucking everybody to deal with this heavy burden that you are carrying. So get your people together. Get your shit together. Let everybody know what's going on. Tell them how they can help you, like concrete ways, just like, oh, I'll let you know if I need some help. No, like, be like, yeah, can you do my laundry? Yeah, can you vacuum the living room? It's like Dust Bowl City. Yeah, can you just like wash the bathroom? Oh my God, because it fucking needs it. Then, once you've got your people supporting you, then you get to work on the stuff that only you can do to get those dreams and turn them into reality. Sorry, so passionate here, I'm choking on it. Go get your dreams, get them done. I believe in you, and we'll see you tomorrow.